This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds have been killed on both sides, in Israel and Palestinian sides, after attacks earlier in the day.
The coordinated Hamas attack by land, sea, and air came as a complete surprise to Israeli intelligence. The most intense fighting was in southern Israel near the border with Gaza. Adel Reamer, a resident of Kibbutz Nirim near the Gaza border, describes what happened.
After at least 7 hours of being locked down in our safe rooms, the IDF finally arrived and started going through the kibbutz house by house, bush by bush. They have to clear everything out. They've killed 9 terrorists so far, and there are more terrorists in the kibbutz.
Hamas infiltrators took dozens of Israelis, including women and children, hostage. Many were at an outdoor party in a forest a few miles from Gaza. Israel launched airstrikes on Gaza, leveling several buildings in Gaza City.
U.S. President Joe Biden denounced the militant attacks and warned no enemy of Israel should exploit those attacks.
Bradstein.
I personally am going to remain in close contact with Prime Minister Netanyahu as this situation continues to develop. And let there be no mistake, the United States stands with the state of Israel, just as we have from the moment the United States became the first nation to recognize Israel 11 minutes after its founding 75 years ago.
The Taliban government says a powerful earthquake with several strong aftershocks killed dozens in western Afghanistan. The United Nations gave a preliminary figure 320 dead, but later said the figure was still being verified. Local authorities gave an estimate of 100 people killed, 500 injured. This is VOA News. Migration and Interior Ministers from the Med5, the Greece, Italy, Malta, and Spain, and Cyprus, who met in Greece Friday and Saturday, held the new EU Pact on Migration and Asylum, asked $2 billion from the European Union to deal with the issue, and took a hard line on returning illegally crossing migrants to their countries of origin, arguing that if Europe does not decisively tackle the problem, more extreme voices will take over. Reports the United States has resumed building sections of the border wall, a high priority for former U.S. President Donald Trump, prompted the annual U.S.-Mexico security talks held this week in Mexico City to alter its agenda. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has more.
Thursday marked the first time that migration was part of the agenda of the recurring bilateral event. But it was the confusion surrounding the Biden administration's stance and recent actions regarding the expansion of the border wall that grabbed the news headlines. U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas denied there is a change in policy.
The construction project reported today was appropriated, funded during the prior administration in 2019, and the law requires the government to use these funds for this purpose.
Earlier in the day, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador strongly decried the move. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and a bipartisan congressional delegation arrived in the Chinese Business Center Saturday, their first stop on an Asian tour designed to advance U.S. economic and national security interests.
Schumer and his delegation met Saturday with Shanghai Communist Party Chief Chen Xiying, who said he was happy to meet with the delegation and send positive signals to the world that China and the U.S. can hold dialogues and cooperate. Schumer agreed and told the party boss U.S. businesses want a more level playing field with China.
We believe we need reciprocity, allowing American companies to compete as freely in China as Chinese companies are able to compete here.
U.S. officials said the group also hopes to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on their visit. Jeff Koster, VOA News.
New clashes have broken out in northern Mali between military soldiers and separatist rebels. Both sides claim late Friday to control a town which is located south of another, Kidal. The rebels, who want to establish an independent state, claim to have shot down an aircraft and a half dozen drones belonging to Russian private military contractor Wagner. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.